Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Erevin 70, talking about the whole Shabbos. So the Gemara talks about a ruling from a Braisa that states this is the rule. Any chatzer that was permitted for the first part of the Shabbos remains permitted for the entire Shabbos. And any chatzer which is restricted for the first part of the Shabbos remains restricted for the entire Shabbos, except for the instance in which someone relinquishes his rights. The notes point out, even though the chatzer was restricted at the start of the Shabbos, if all the residents except one relinquish their rights to the remaining one, the recipient of the rights may carry into the chatzer. Meaning, the point we want to point out is that it was permitted for the first part of the Shabbos, remains permitted for the entire Shabbos. What starts from the beginning of the Shabbos should start and last for the whole Shabbos. So the idea of Shabbos should be that it permeates the whole Shabbos. You light the candles. I talk about this a lot. The whole Friday, the whole Erev Shabbos can remain crazy chaotic, can be crazy nuts. But when my wife lights the candles, it's as if there's a metaphorical aura, a metaphorical boom that permeates the whole house. It's almost as if there's like a blue light, a light blue light or light orange light that permeates the whole house, and peace descends upon the home. It's an amazing feeling, amazing thing, amazing peace that comes about the home because the candles equal the Shalom Bayis. And when we feel that Shalom Bayis, we feel the peace, God willing, we should all feel it. We should all be zochet to feel it. It might just be psychological for me, but maybe it really is real, hopefully. When we feel that in the beginning Shabbos, it should permeate throughout the whole Shabbos. If you start off Shabbos beautifully, you come home from shul, you welcome your wife, you welcome the kids to the Shabbos, and you're in a peaceful tone, a happy tone. Let that try to last the whole Shabbos. Let the peace permeate the whole Shabbos. Let the feeling of excitement and beautiful wonderment and menucha to nefesh come on Shabbos. Let it last the whole Shabbos. I talk about all the time, my favorite point of the entire week, I say this very, very often, is Friday night. After the meal, after the kids are sleeping, when I sit down next to my wife, that is pure nachat ruach, pure menuchat nefesh, menuchat guf for me. Sitting there next to my wife, we're both reading a book, a shared reading experience, and we have the candy, we have the little fruit, the seeds we have, and we have our drinks. That is the epitome of the entire week. And that's a feeling that I should try to take into the whole Shabbos. I feel so peace and so content at that moment. That should last the whole Shabbos. Just as the Gemara talks about the chatzer, which starts and remains throughout the whole Shabbos, so to any feeling we have, a peaceful, a happy, joyful feeling, should start and go through the whole Shabbos. And even more than that, we talk about the Shabbos extending into the week. We should have our Shabbos extend into the week, just like we do the Shir Shalom every day. We're counting the days of Shabbos towards Shabbos, because Shabbos is the epitome, the epicenter of our existence, of our life, of our being, because Shabbos proves, bears aidus that Hashem created the world and he rested on the Shabbos. So we should bring Shabbos into the week. Shabbos should accompany us the whole week. We're thinking about Shabbos. Our being is permeated with Shabbos. We're counting down the days of Shabbos. Oh my gosh, Shabbos is coming. What am I going to make for Shabbos? What am I going to buy special for Shabbos? What am I going to do to bring Shabbos? I believe Rabbi Shachter explained, maybe the Salvechik, Rav Salvechik said, or someone said, how can you be an Erev Shabbos Jew? Many people are Shabbos observant, but how many people are Erev Shabbos observant? So many of us run to shul, our hair is wet, we scramble down to the last second, and Shabbos comes before we could fight it. I always say it's a race against time, but we should maybe make it, especially for myself, that Erev Shabbos comes upon us the whole week. We're buying things for Shabbos, we're building up to Shabbos, we set the table on Wednesday, we start cooking on Wednesday and Thursday. Why wait to the last second? Even if you're going to cook on Friday, don't wait till the last second. Do it when you can. Rise up early and make it all done as soon as you can. I know for myself, I have to be much better about that, but how could we do it that we bring Shabbos into the week? Shabbos should permeate the whole week. As the Gemara talks about starting and continuing through Shabbos, so too our whole Shabbos should continue and permeate the whole week. That's why it's good to extend Shabbos. That's why sometimes we go past the end of Shabbos and try to hold on to Shabbos a little bit, reading a little bit more next to each other, letting Shabbos stay with us a little bit, having Tosfos for Shabbos. Granted, it might be hard, it might be difficult, and the world might descend upon us, even though we don't want it to, because we want to stay in Shabbos. How can we let Shabbos go into the week? That's why also there might be a minhag, Bli Neder, how you could light candles from the Havdalah candle, the Malava Malka candles. It's an idea of bringing Shabbos into the week and extending Shabbos a little bit. So just as the Gemara talks about starting, continuing Shabbos through the Shabbos and bringing it through the week, so too we should feel how to do so from the beginning through the whole Shabbos and through the whole rest of our week. Join us next time as we talk Erev in 71 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.